The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
For us Catholics, one of the things that we teach our children and us, learning, we learn first and foremost the sign of the cross. All Catholics are supposed to know how to make the sign of the cross. Very, very basic. Sad to say though, of course, not all Catholics are able to explain how easy it is why we make the sign of the cross. Because some of our Christian brethren find us, again, different from them. Because they don't make the sign of the cross, even though, of course, just like us, they pray to Christ as God. And we know that the reason why we make the sign of the cross, because the Father sent his only Son who died on the cross, he who is the second person in the Trinity, and told us to go out to preach to all nations and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And he sent the Holy Spirit to us to always guide and strengthen the faith that he has given us. Simple, right? I hope you got that. No? So that you will know to tell them to make the sign of the cross, because Christ died on the cross. And the Trinity is obviously what he said. But again, what is the Trinity? Basically, it's simply one God in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father revealed himself through our Lord Jesus Christ, and because of Christ, who is God, the second person in the Trinity, we cannot claim ignorance about God. We know God because of Christ. We know what God wants us to do, what God wants us to be, what we should be doing here on earth because of Christ. And to make sure that we do it, he sent the Holy Spirit so that we have the strength, the guidance, the courage, everything that we need so that we can really be righteous in the eyes of God. Only if we what? Participate. Only if we are what? Willing to listen and obey and become like Jesus. As far as the excuse, "Oh, I'm only human," yes, that's the truth, that we are weak. But because of God's grace, we can do better. I know for, in my case, growing and changing is part of what we are. So the question is, are we growing and changing? Knowing about the Trinity is not enough, because we know that the devil and the angels know about it. The devil, even though he and the evil angels saw, encountered this Trinity, what did they do? They chose permanently to go against the will of God, permanently, with no regrets. Why? Because that is who they are. Unlike us, you and I, we process our thinking. We do not know everything. It takes time for us to learn, to grow, to change. And that is why our love for God, our love for Jesus, and becoming Jesus takes time. The angels, the good angels, when they decided to adore, worship, love, and obey God, it is a permanent thing. And that is why they exist perfectly united with God, because they perfectly, totally love God. For us, only when we are in heaven that we become perfectly united with the Trinity. But right now, there is a struggle. We are struggling to be one with the community of the Trinity. So we know, you and I know, that there is the Trinity because Christ revealed it to us. The question now is not about knowing about the Trinity. It is now about being one with the Trinity. Are we constantly trying our very best to be one with the Trinity? What are we supposed to do basically? First of all, communicate. How can you be in communion with the Trinity if you don't even communicate through what? Prayer. How constant, how sincere, how intense are you in your desire to communicate with God? Do you come here only on Sundays and that's it? No, that's not good enough. Prayer is definitely part of our desire to communicate with God. So the less you pray, the less you communicate, and I'm telling you 100% sure, the less you love God. Because you do not communicate, you do not open up, you do not entrust yourself totally to God, you do not adore Him, you do not thank Him, you do not ask for forgiveness. So the question is, are you doing your part to be one with Jesus? Coming here on Sunday is not even the minimum. That is only one of the many things that we can benefit from a loving God who wants us to experience His heavenly presence here on earth by giving us His body. So don't think that it is God who is grateful when we come here. It is us who benefit from praying. It is us who benefit when coming to church. All because God loves us. All because God wants to show us how much He wants us to be with Him in His kingdom. You know that I am an adorned priest. You know about priests or nuns, religious. Why do you think we become religious? Why do you think we become a community? We became part of the community because we are supposed to remind you what the early Christian community was all about. The early Christian community is about men and women and children who live as a community with one desire, to be with Jesus. One desire alone. Everything that they did, the early Christian community, was to prepare themselves to go back to God. That's the only desire that the early Christian community had in common. Oh yes, they are different personalities, different job descriptions, but they had one desire. And that is why we, men and women, we join religious community with also one desire, to prepare ourselves to go back to the Father, to go back to Jesus, to enter His heavenly kingdom. That is why every day we pray together. Every day it's normal for us to praise God, to thank God, to worship God. How about you? What are you doing? You are also supposed to be like us. Hopefully, same desire, same intention to prepare ourselves to go back to the Father. Are you doing that? The problem with some priests and nuns is when they, us, became too involved in ministry. When we end up trying to serve people and forget about glorifying God, what happens? Our ministry becomes a job, and we get tired of the job. We get, when the well runs dry. No? When our ministry becomes a burden because we lose track of what we're supposed to be doing in the first place, doing everything for the greater glory of the risen Christ, you also find yourself dry, find yourself empty, if you continue on doing things without doing it for the glory of God, you yourself will feel dried or empty. Many, all of us priests and nuns and religious, what do? Every year, we spend days and days of retreat in silence, alone with God, or at least a community of praying, prayerful priests and nuns, so that we can what? Recharge our batteries. Even you, husband and wives, you also need, sometimes I even tell husbands and wives to be alone, to go on a retreat alone, so that they also individually can refresh their spiritual batteries, reconnect with God, recollect what is my relationship with this Trinity that I believe in. But again, that's the problem. When we are too involved with the world, when we are too concerned about what's happening in the world, instead of trusting everything to God, what happens? We try to think that everything is so negative, everything is dark, everything is bad. Not really. Not really. Because first of all, it's not your problem. Your problem is to please God. And in pleasing God, love each other, help each other, don't concentrate too much on what is happening in the world. That is not your concern. I keep telling people, do not read too much newspaper or media. You know, because what's happening to some of you, you worry. And it's useless to worry. What can you do anyway by worrying anyway? Nothing. But trust everything to God. Trust everything to God, and you will be at peace. You are not in control. God is. Again, that is one attitude if we are truly one with the community of the Trinity. We entrust everything to God. It is not in our hands to solve the problems of the world. What is in our hands is what we do every day. Are we actually trying to please God? Are we actually trying to become like Jesus? Are we actually glorifying Him in our thoughts, words, and deeds? So ask yourself, as I ask myself every day, I'm supposed to be like Christ. I'm supposed to serve Christ. And I'm supposed to teach Christ to you and make you realize how good, how wonderful Christ is. And I will teach you, and I have been teaching you, to go against any idea that will undermine your relationship with Jesus. I will not hesitate to go against any sin, any wrong idea, so that you can be clarified. For example, the latest thing that happened in Ireland. Sad day. Imagine, after how many years of Ireland, when it was one of the poorest nations in the world, they survived that and they are able to respect life. Now that they are more materially better, I don't know what happened, for whatever reason, they chose to now change their constitution, and now abortion is legal. Is that sad? Of course it is sad. A Catholic nation, one of the few, I think, of Catholic nations in Europe, and they have decided that now abortion is a human right. Imagine that, human right. Now, should I, as your priest, say that is wrong? Yes, because it is never a human right. When you say human right, it means God gave it to you. It means part of your humanity to what? It's like eating or sleeping or being able to find job or having a nice, at least a shelter. But I have to say it is a sad day for any country to have legalized abortion. And I will never shut my mouth against abortion. Even though some of you think that I talk too much against abortion, I will not stop. Because if I stop and be afraid and be concerned about what you think of me, that is not good. Because I am here always to what? To please God and to lead you to God. And not teaching about or against abortion might confuse you and think, oh, Father Ed is no longer saying something against abortion, therefore it is now okay. No, it's never okay. It will never be okay. Even the first council, not the first council, even the Council of Nicaea, wherein they declared the Trinity as dogma. You know what dogma means, right? Dogma means it is an official teaching of the church after much discussion. During that time, they were even fighting and even killing each other over whether or not to believe in the Trinity, whether or not to believe that Christ is God. In the Council of Nicaea, they declared that Christ is true God and true man. Why? Why did they have to do that? Because it was dangerous to allow the false idea that Christ was only a human being, that Christ was only a creature of God. How can he save us if he was only a mere creature? So the church in 325 AD decided it's time. It's time to clarify this wrong idea, whether or not this idea is right. And after much fighting and much discussion, they declared that Christ is true God and true man. And ever since, wrong ideas have been corrected, defined, so that we are one. Of course, after the Protestant Revolution, what happened? People don't care anymore about becoming one. Because of the Protestant Revolution, sad to say, there are now many Christian denominations, each teaching their own belief system. But for us Catholics, should we be one in our belief? Of course, because if not, then we will be confused. And if we are confused whether or not a certain act is a sin or not, then what will happen? There will be division. And who do you think is happy when we are divided? God, the Spirit, or the devil? And that is what the devil has been doing for many, many years, dividing us, making us confused. Even some people going against the Pope, try to find wrong ideas coming from the Pope as if the Pope is not well versed about our doctrines. Some of these media people who call themselves Catholics are even going against the Pope just because the Pope said something. And what do they do? They will misquote him, they will misunderstand what he said, and imagine other things that will go or contradict against the Catholic doctrine. So again, going back, unity in one God, even though there are three persons. Knowing about the Trinity is not good enough. We must be one with the Trinity by the way we live, by what we believe, and by what we imitate. And we imitate and obey our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person in the Trinity, and guided and strengthened by the Spirit of God, who wants us to be one, even though we are different. One in glorifying, imitating, following, obeying, becoming Christ, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.